many times have you listened to your favorite song? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jason Corey, associate professor of music at the University of Michigan, examines why people can keep listening to the same song over and over.
How is it that people can listen to their favorite song hundreds of times without getting bored? My colleague Frederick Conrad and I explored this phenomenon, which we refer to as extreme re-listening, by conducting a survey about the song to which participants were listening most often these days. We questioned 204 participants about their listening experience. We asked them how often they listen to the song, the deepness of their connection to the song, which aspects of the song draw them back, how much of the song they are able to hear in their heads, and how, in their own words, the song makes them feel, which we classified as happy, calm, or bittersweet. Participants reported listening very often, 303.7 times on average, and 43% of participants listened to the song daily. For these listeners, the median number of listens per day was 3. The way the song made them feel affected how often participants listened, listening most to songs that made them bittersweet, 790.2 times on average, followed by songs that made them calm, 515 times on average, followed by songs that made them happy, 174.9 times on average. And this, in turn, affected how much of the song they could hear in their heads. 30.8% of listeners whose favorite song made them feel bittersweet could hear the entire song in their head, while 12 and 13% of listeners whose favorite song made them feel calm and happy, respectively, could hear the entire song in their heads. Listeners reported that their relationship with songs that made them feel bittersweet was deeper than with songs that created other feelings. It seems that listeners develop the kind of personally meaningful relationships with particular songs that allows their affection for those songs to persist across very large amounts of exposure. This is particularly the case for songs that lead listeners to reflect or ruminate, that is, songs that create mixed emotions.
That was Jason Corey of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.